1690 AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. This Monday, McGill's Gaza Solidarity Encampment launched the Youth Summer Program in response to the transnational student call-out to revolt for Rafah. The SPHR organization stated that the goal of this program is to educate the youth of Montreal and to redefine McGill's elite institutional legacy by transforming its space into one of revolutionary education. Several formal complaints have been made against this program to McGill University and the SPVM. Immigration Minister Mark Miller said on X that the program incites hatred and that protesters have reached their limits to freedom of expression. That being said, the content of this program includes Arabic lessons, historical lessons about the Palestinian resistance, political discussions, cultural activities, and more. Everything is being taught by students, community members, and faculty. On Tuesday, the McGill encampment held a press conference in which they addressed an email that had been sent to them by McGill's administration. In this email, McGill announces that the encampment has refused the offer they had made on June 10th. The administration offered to explore divestment from weapons manufacturers, fund displaced scholars, and increase investment disclosures. Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights said that the offer fell short of providing material change, seeing as it does not promise divestment or boycott. McGill also confirmed that students rejected possible mediation. However, members of the encampment said that this is a lie and that they had reached out to continue discussions with the university. On April 15, CUTV journalist Savannah Craig was arrested while covering a pro-Palestine sit-in at Scotiabank in downtown Montreal. Despite identifying herself as press with valid credentials, Craig was charged with mischief alongside protesters. On Thursday, Women Press Freedom held a press conference outside of Montreal's Palais de Justice, calling for the charges against Craig to be dropped. Craig stated that she will continue to cover actions and do her job, but is concerned that other journalists might be discouraged to cover some topics. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to CJLO, 1690 AM, live from the Loyola campus here at Concordia. This is Psychic Ceremony. I'm Josh, and this is a very special episode. I'm joined today by Taylor of Scream and Writhe, Noise Distro, the Noise Empire in Montreal. And we're here today to do a little promo and discussion about the upcoming Initial Shock 2 fest that will be happening on Saturday, July 6th. It's a full day of noise and good times with good people. Thanks for coming on the show today, Taylor. How's it going?
Yeah, it's good. Thanks for having me. Pretty excited to play some tracks from these artists that we got going on. We also have the day after, July 7th, is a matinee that we call Aftershock, and there's a few more artists playing that as well, but the stuff we're going to be playing tonight is just from the main night of the fest.
Nice. Do you want to, we have a few tracks lined up. Do you want to introduce the first track, the Richard Ramirez track we're about to play?
Yeah, sure. So Richard Ramirez is the headliner of the fest this year. He's been around for a very long time. He's like a really long-running American harsh noise artist, really, you know, came to prominence during the big boom of American noise in the 90s, and is still incredibly active today. He has other projects like Black Letter Jesus, which is more group focused, but the track that we got, that I got lined up here, is from the Japanese American Noise Treaty, which is this really important compilation from the mid 90s that Relapse put out on their release noise arm, and it just kind of just shows like how strong of a harsh noise artist Ramirez was from such an early point, and how he, in my opinion, he still continues to be, and which is why we chose him to headline our fest this year.
Yeah, that's incredible. So this is a 30-year-old track.
Yeah,
and he's still going strong,
and he's still just as relevant. Yeah.
All right, that's awesome. I'm gonna dive right into it. This is Severe Retraction by Richard Ramirez.
Thank you.
welcome back to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. That track you just heard was Severe Retraction by Richard Ramirez, and who will be headlining Initial Shock. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, like definitely harsh noise, which is kind of like not the only focus of the fest, but that's kind of, it's definitely what the fest is rooted in, and where we're kind of coming from is a harsh noise festival. Which is highlighted, I guess, by the next track we're going to play, Heat Signature from Dayton, Ohio. This is a duo of Luke Tandy, who runs Skeleton Dust Records, and Brad Griggs. You'll hear it's very clearly influenced by Ramirez, and that this sort of style of just harsh American noise, lots of pedal action. Pretty excited to be having them. They're kind of if we're doing any comparisons to last year, we had Form Hunter, which was another American harsh noise duo, with Stefan from New Forces and Weston, who does a Gracious Host label.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously they're all, both projects are their own thing, but I feel like they're kind of, you know, sibling sort of projects in a way. So it only made sense to include them pretty much in the same slot as Form Hunter was last year, which is second to last for the evening.
Yeah, okay. Because, yeah, I guess if we talk about the fest, it starts at 2. So it's like, this is like an all-day.
Yeah, it's an all-day thing. The doors are at 2. We pretty much run the first 10X, like, back-to-back-to-back from about 2:30 until 6 or so. And then there's an hour ish break, sometimes a little bit longer, for like dinner and changeover, and then we have the five headliners, or the five evening acts, evening show we call it, and they all have slightly longer sets, and a little bit more of a breather between acts, because, you know, the later in the day you go, people are gonna get a little more weary and worn out from all the blasting. But I thought it worked quite well last year, just a nonstop barrage of action.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great concept, just like a full work day's worth of noise, you know.
Absolutely. And it's an experience. And you know, last year at the venue, I don't know if you were there, I can't remember, but
no, I wasn't.
The AC was broken, so we were in 40 degree heat all day, and that just added some other dimension to this crazy experience. And everyone stuck around all day, so I think it was a kind of a testament to how it kind of I don't know, it clicked with people. It worked in people's minds.
And like how strong the community is and how
yeah,
how
and there's a need
are.
For it and a desire for it. And yeah, people were stoked.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, I should say it's at La Soterania, 2 to 11, $30. So be there.
That's it.
I'll be there. Taylor's going to be there, obviously.
I hope so.
So yeah, you could meet us.
Celebrities in the house.
Oh yeah. Yeah, if you recognize my voice. All right, yeah, well, let's get into this. This is Shedding the Human Psyche by Heat Signature off of Dehumanization in Progress.
Off of the Oxen label from LA, a great great label. Matt Purse is doing a lot of great work for or dedicated work for noise the world over, Japanese and American. Yeah, shout out to Matt.
All right, let's get into it.
Thank you.
Hey, we're back. That was Heat Signature with Shedding the Human Psyche. And you're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. Once again, I'm Josh, and I'm here with Taylor of Scream and Writhe to talk about Initial Shock, the fest that is coming up July 6th. And we're just playing a lot of tracks from artists who are playing at the festival. Do you want to say anything more about Heat Signature?
I guess we can probably shorter on time to just go to the next track. I mean, as you can see with that track, is, you know, if we played them back to back, some people may have had a hard time differentiating when the last track ended and that one started. I think the Ramirez influence really shows with that project. To go for something a little bit different, though, is Parasite Nurse, Samantha Hernandez from New York at present. Normally it used to be quite a focus on cut up style of harsh noise. And I think, to my knowledge, she's going in a little more modular direction, these days, and maybe for the future. I could be wrong, but I believe that's what she said in a recent interview. So the track that I picked was maybe a more modular track from her CD, which is also on that same Oxen label out of LA. Looking forward to having her play. She's playing second to last during the day, so she's the ninth act in the day, and I think it's a pretty prime spot for someone like her to be playing. So,
All right. Yeah, I hate to interrupt. I totally forgot that we got to play an ad now.
Let's
do
it. So we're Nardwar good. Ad?
We'll queue up Nardwar. don't worry, guys. We got him on deck for you, but first off, this is Swoniad, and then we'll get into Nardwar, and then back to the noise.
Hello.
The 24th edition of Suonipur Il Popolo stirs things up June 13th to the 23rd. Experimental, punk, jazz, noise, weirded out sounds, a film series, workshops, all jammed into 12 days to throw some fun and inspiration at our messed up world. Anthony Braxton and Wolf Eyes, Backwash, Irreversible Entanglements, Geneva Jacuzzi, and so much more. Full lineup and information about day passes and tickets can be found on suonipurilpopolo.org or follow us at suonipurilpopolo.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel V. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO, 1690 AM.
It's Nardwar, the human serviette from The Evaporators, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal. Doo-doo-da-loo-doo, doo-doo.
All right, we're just going to queue up now. This is Parasite. This is Clarity by Parasite Nurse. Fumbling the playlist a little bit here.
All shout right. out to Nardwar.
Yeah, shout out to Nardwar. A legend, if that even needs to be said. All right, here we go. This is Clarity. right, you just heard Clarity by Parasite Nurse off the album Life is Beautiful, released last year. And as Taylor said, they'll be playing second to last?
During the day. Okay. Yeah, so like the ninth act of the crazy 10 acts back-to-back
the
during
the
day. Ninth
act.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right. Next up, we got...
Deathglaze with a track called Rend. Deathglaze is a project from Hamilton, Ontario. We're getting into the CanCon tracks here. Thomas from Hamilton, Ontario does Deathglaze. He submitted this track as part of a release that I'll be doing for him, which is coming out at the show, actually, at the fest. And I think it's similar to Parasite Nurse in the way that they both have this... sort of clarity to their production techniques and styles, but you'll notice that the Deathglaze track is much harsher than what we just heard from Parasite Nurse.
All right. Well, get ready for that. Get ready for that. This is Rend by Deathglaze.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Now with the Noise Hour.
Let me tell you, Bobby, there's nothing funny about these sounds.
Tired of listening to music your dad likes? Tune in to CJLO 1690 AM to find something that'll really shock him.
Hey, welcome back. Again, you're listening to 1690 AM, CJLO, Concordia's finest, and I'm Josh, and Taylor's joining me again, talking about Initial Shock.
Still here.
Yeah, Scream and Writhe. Yeah, the track you just heard before the break, before that little ID, was Rend by Deathglaze. And now I feel like we're going to move on to a new track by The Nausea. Do you want to set this up?
I think we were going to switch the track order here. We're going to do the Pax List Succubus here. sorry to throw you for a loop here.
No.
Yeah, Pax List Succubus. Patricia does some interesting sonic stuff with a theremin as her main focus. I saw her, I guess, for the first time when I booked her last summer with Moss Harvest and Death Kneel at Maison. And she was just like an obvious ask to have on the fest this year. It's pretty interesting stuff. I mean, I'll just let it kind of speak for itself, and I'll let you tackle the very French title here.
Yeah, I was there actually at that show, Maison. It was incredible. This is also from a split with Splinter Assembly, who's
also playing the fest. He's opening the fest. Our friend Owen.
Yeah, you might know him as an occasional collaborator on the show. One day he'll be an official DJ.
He's a man about town.
Yeah, he's making lots of moves all the time. Anyway, this track is called Act 3, Scene Finale, Terre de Guerre.
There it is.
And yeah. Oh, and Paxilla Succubus is also in Oiseau de Proie. Who I have seen, and they're incredible, and we were just talking about that. Anyway, yeah, let's get to it. This is Act 3. Thank you. Welcome back. You're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. That track you just heard was Act 3, Scene Finale, Terre de Guerre by Paxillus Succubus, off of the Splinter Assembly X Paxillus Succubus split put out on Scream and Rive.
It was actually self-released, but I was distributing it. I think it's officially sold out now. I sold the last couple copies this late. What's that?
Was it an Owen Cole tape?
It was an Owen J. Cole tape, yeah.
But I was saying we didn't actually, I don't think actually let our listeners know what Scream and Rive is for the uninitiated, the non-noisers listening, if there are such people. Yeah. Do you want to talk a bit about what you do at the distro?
Sure. I mean, yeah, basically it's just a large inventory, about 3,000 items of noise releases on multiple formats, vinyl, cassette, CD, a few books of related content on there as well. And yeah, it's just basically just a mail order, like an online store for that kind of stuff. You know, if there's people in town that want to come browse at the apartment, they're more than welcome to. But mostly, yeah, I just try to stock as much as I can from the greater noise underground world and support people that way, as well as release my own releases and distribute them through my own shop as well as others. Yeah, just kind of having like a focal point of a distro location, basically, because for a long time, at least in Canada, and it's even still true kind of now, there's not many Canadian distros, period, of any kind of genres, but yeah. For a long time there was no noise distro at all, so I felt like I needed to fill the gap and step up. It's something I've been doing since I was like 15 years old as a hobby, and then it recently became very serious, and now it's my main gig. It's my only source of income.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's you're filling like a much needed service for everyone.
Yeah, and it's rewarding for me too, because you know, people get stoked, and I feel like there's the noise scene in Montreal has kind of built up around it in a way, just because it seems like it's not the same case in every city, but in Montreal it seems like there's almost like a guaranteed audience for some noise shows now.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like there's actually something that, you know, whether it's truly surrounds Scream and Rive or not, I feel like there's a playing an integral part in making something vital in Montreal in this kind of music.
Yeah, I mean, you always forget, like, or take it for granted, like, how you know, musically focused and like accessible this is a city. Like, there's so many people who are like going to shows that you forget that doesn't exist in other cities, and there's so many people who are just down to go to like whatever show, even if it's not their type of music. And so it's great that you're putting this stuff on, and you do shows as well.
And
aside from initial shows,
aside from the fest, yeah, I do a couple shows a year typically. But and that's kind of the same thing. Like, we're pretty lucky to have a very culturally rich sort of city, and I think with all the universities and colleges here play a lot into it, because you got these students that are just looking to come here to, you know, aside from study, just have like a good time, and the city can provide so many outlets for having a good time, which a lot of cities lack.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, especially these days. Well, yeah, anyway, come to Initial Shock again, Saturday, July 6th, La Soterania, 2 to 11 p.m., $30. It's a whole, 9 hours with a break. So eight hours total.
And then you got the matinee the next day, which is a couple hours as well.
Yeah, if that wasn't enough for you.
But I should also mention my co-organizing partner that does this with me, Aaron, who does the label Disaster Sources. We do all this together, and it would not be possible without us being a team on this. So shout out to Aaron. I know he's really tireless in his efforts in getting a lot of this done with me. So. Yeah.
All right. What are we playing next?
We're going to do the Nausea track now. This is a long-running project by Anju Singh from Vancouver. She's responsible for the Vancouver Noise Fest for the past, I don't know, it hasn't really been active since COVID, but prior to that, it was about 10 years of the fest that she was running. And this is like the Nausea is her long-running project. It's violin-based, and she incorporates a lot of harsh noise elements. And we just released this on LP and CD through my label, and as a co-release with a Halifax label called Buried in Slag and Debris. And we're pretty pleased with this release. I think it's something quite special. Definitely leans more into the sort of classical, experimental classical realm than noise, but there's a lot of noise elements throughout it that can scratch the itch for certain people. But she's doing a little bit of a tour around the fest as well, I think playing Ottawa, Hamilton, Toronto with Flat Grey and Ekthros, who are also playing the fest. And then she's going to be in Europe in the fall with Nadja. And she was just in Japan. I was with her in Japan for her little Japanese tour there in the spring. Anyways, it's a really great track, really great project. And I'm stoked for people to hear it and pick up the album.
Yeah, let's get into it. Again, forgot that we got to play some ads, but we'll get right into it after these ads. So don't touch that dial.
Festival International Nuit d'Afrique invites you to its 38th edition. Join us in Montreal for the best of world music from July 9th to the 21st. Over 700 artists, 6 concert venues, 2 outdoor stages, and much more. For 13 days, come and discover the biggest names and the newest sensations from Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And half the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Hi, this is LeVar Burton, and when I'm in Montreal, I listen to CJLO.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM, and our hour is almost up. If you've been listening, then you'd know that I'm in the studio with Taylor of Scream and Writhe Distro, has a project, Primitive Isolation Tactics, and we are talking a lot about Initial Shock, which is coming up on July 6th, a full day noise fest, and then there's a little matinee the day after called Aftershock. So we've been talking a lot about that, playing artists who are performing, and it's gonna be a really cool day. If you want to hang out with us, you should get tickets. It's $30.
You can find us on Instagram, initialshockmtl, and also initialshock.screamandwrite.com, and tickets are available. You can find links for tickets through there, and there'll be plenty of tickets available at the door. Don't worry about it selling out. If some crazy event happens and it looks like we're going to sell out, we will post about it so you can get your ticket. But that's the last plug I had for the fest for this program.
Yeah. And there's going to be AC this year.
There will be AC, yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Thankfully.
So it'll be a cool show. All right. And I think the last track we're going to play is one of Taylor's own.
Yeah, it's one of my tracks. I'm not playing the fest, but I have a new CD coming out very soon on White Centipede Noise label out of Germany. Also, he's responsible for the White Centipede Noise podcast, which is really a treasure of a noise podcast. One of essentially two noise podcasts out there. Oscar really does great stuff. I think we all owe a lot to him. And this track is called Hazy Nightmare Reality, and it's the whole CD is something I'm really proud of. But I think this is my favorite track on the CD, called Time Hole. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh yeah, thank you. It's been a real pleasure, and always good to have local legends on the show.
I'll take it.
And Let's dive right into it. Thanks so much for listening. Bon Saint Jean. I didn't even say that. Go Oilers. Game 7. I think the puck drop is in like 4 minutes. So
just in time
to listen to the rest of this show, and then you can turn the TV on. All right. Well, let's get into it. Take care, everyone. Talk to you next week. And in the meanwhile, here is Primitive Isolation Tactics with Hazy Nightmare Reality.
Hell yeah.